item number 15, and that's open public input. And we have three.
I think there's only two. I think the
no.
last one's.
What's this?
I think that one's gone.
I don't think he left for sure. So call his name.
Okay. Okay. So Perry Machado and Dave Kroonquist, please.
Do you know what this guy's background is?
Chair, commissioners, directors, my name is Perry Menchaca. I'm from Tacoma. I'm here to speak to you today once again about the issue of lack of public oversight in our tribal WDFW North of Falcon meetings. I find myself speaking before you again on this issue of closed-door meetings at the North of Falcon. The difference this time is instead of 1,000 stakeholders, I am now speaking for the 4,000-plus who have joined their voices with the others in protest over these secret negotiations. Director, we're well aware of the department's position that you are helpless to do anything without the tribe's consent. We are also asking at this point, what have we done to reach out to the tribes? The public oversight that we're asking is nothing more than what the commission currently has in this room. It's not obtrusive. It's not obstructive. I don't believe it's impacted any of the statements or comments that were made here today. It didn't change the outcome of any of your votes, I'm sure. It didn't stop any fist fights that were going on. It simply let the public see, as is mandated by our open public meeting laws, what is transpiring in this meeting. This is all that the citizens of this state are asking for, is just to be able to be aware and have some public oversight of what we are now calling these secret meetings. The issue lays at the heart of a groundswell of frustration and distrust of our co-management process. And I say this not lightly. Obviously, you know, this is a small sampling of signatures of your stakeholders that are very frustrated and angry, in fact, about the fact that they feel that the tribes are taking unfair advantage of our WDFW representatives in these meetings. We can't quite understand how they can take co-management and turn it into co-opted management by using unfair leverage of being able to just simply walk out of these meetings and we're left without permits. We ask that you take into consideration the fact that there's numerous reports, as you heard this morning, that the recreational fisherman is becoming an endangered species of this state. As they're being pushed off of salmon waters and being pushed on to put and take lakes for trout, you're losing a large percentage of recreational fishermen's interests in this state, as witnessed by their disagreement with our license fee increases this last year. All they're asking is for some consideration and for some support from you and from our department in working these issues out with our tribal co-managers. It doesn't seem like it's going to be something that's going to happen overnight, but you have the support of the recreational fishermen behind you. All it takes is education to them to let them understand that you're working as hard as you can. It may be painful, the results of it initially, but we need to get this process completed. We're asking that you reach out to legislatures, to state and federal, NOAA, any other agencies that you need to, ask for assistance in correcting this. I thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Any questions?
No question, but I just wanted to thank Perry for all the work that he's done. And I've made the statement in the past, and in connection with this quest for greater transparency, that I want to restate it again, that I think that there is more that we can do, more that the department, more that the commission can do to give people a sense that they understand what the trade-offs were and what the realistic choices were. And so I just want to say, keep working on this. Transparency is the key to trust. And I think there's more that we could do.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dave.
Good afternoon, Chairman Smith, Vice Chairman Carpenter, Director Unsworth. My name is Dave Kronquist. I'm down here from Squim today. It'd be a nice day to be on the water salmon fishing, but this is a much more important topic. I have three areas I'd like to address. My first relates to what Perry just talked about, the need for more public transparency in the North Falcon process. I've been involved with those meetings for 15 years now, a number of years on the Puget Sound Recreational Fisheries Enhancement Oversight Committee, and I currently sit on the Puget Sound Sport Fish Advisors. We do need more transparency and open communications in the proceedings. It's going to be a difficult subject topic to work through, but we have to start fighting that battle more aggressively, and somehow we have to get the fishing community more involved as a cohesive unit rather than a bunch of individuals pushing different subjects. My second topic today is the manner in which the sport halibut fishery has been managed in Washington waters. We've seen a steadily decreasing number of days on the water, and with that decline, the development of a derby fishery mentality that overloads the public launch sites and forces folks to be on the water when they shouldn't be out, thus putting lives and property at risk. Concurrent with the reduced number of days is the negative economic impacts that communities around the Olympic Peninsula and northern Puget Sound are taking through lack of sales and fishing-related activities. Motels, gas, bait, whatever. There's stores in the Port Angeles area that are losing hundreds of thousands of dollars because of the decline in halibut fishery in particular. One aspect of the halibut fishery that we feel needs to be corrected through staff involvement within the PFMC process is to return the identified poundage that has been taken from the sport quota. This year it was 70,000 pounds and given to the sablefish fleet for the incidental take of halibut during their sablefish fishery. We don't begrudge them their incidental take, but we do feel that their catch should be included in the identified commercial quota in the 2A catch share plan and not be subsidized at the expense of the recreational fishing community. A second area of interest would be to have staff work with the 2A states, Oregon, California, Washington, and Idaho, Canada, and Alaska, to see if we can get the International Pacific Halibut Commission to recognize the value of the recreational halibut fishery in the U.S. and Canada and the value to the economies. A standardized season with an annual bag limit would have very positive economic benefits for both countries, for the respective fish and wildlife agencies through licensed sales, and also a very positive impact for the coastal community economies. My last comments today are on a personal and professional level and are shared with many of your constituents. I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge Miranda Wecker for her years of service to the management of Washington's fish and wildlife resources. I've had the opportunity to work with many fish and wildlife commissioners over the past 47 years, and both in Washington and other states. Miranda, in my opinion, has been one of the best that I've had the opportunity to work with, and I really appreciate your time and efforts for helping our fish and wildlife resources. And thank you, Miranda.
Thank you, Dave. Any questions, comments? And Les Richardson is not here anymore. Okay, and that will bring us to an end of the open public input.